Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green with new rules for online marketing strategies you absolutely, positively must embrace to grow your business as an entrepreneur in 2014. So if you are not familiar with me, I have been online since 2006. Before that, I worked as a classroom teacher for most of 20 years, and simultaneously, in my spare time, as I like to joke, I worked in real estate, and I worked as a broker and a residential appraiser, and that meant that I was really quite exhausted every day and every week from working 6-7 days a week, teaching all of the duties required in a classroom setting, and then going directly to my real estate appointments, and then going home and having lots of paperwork to do, and having to continue that on weekends, holidays, vacations from school, and everything like that. So after 20 years, in 2005, I decided I wanted to do something else with my life. I felt that I had a different calling from God, that my life really needed to expand in a different direction. And I discovered that people were doing business online. I really was not aware that individuals could do that. And so here I came online, and the first year was quite a struggle for me. I worked through that and moved on to a six-figure business, multiple six figures, and now beyond with that. So I feel uniquely qualified to share my experiences with you and to give you information that can help you make some better choices for 2014 and beyond. So being an online entrepreneur, it really can be the most rewarding and lucrative endeavor you've ever been involved in. I know for me, I did not have any other opportunities that would have allowed me to work the hours that I work. I work just a few hours a day, to travel extensively, both for business and for pleasure, to live in two different cities. I live in Santa Clarita, California, which is north of Los Angeles, and I also live in Santa Barbara, California, which is an hour and a half kind of northwest from the Los Angeles area near the beach. And I love what I do, wouldn't trade this life for anything at all. And since 2008, I've really worked with lots and lots of people who want to do something very, very similar. So I'm going to talk about what we're doing in 2014 that's a little bit different from what we've done before. So first, let's talk about laying the foundation for your business. You must base your websites on WordPress. In the very beginning, so 2006, 2007, I was using a program called FrontPage from Microsoft, and some of you might remember that program. It was later replaced with something called ExpressionWeb that I never did use. But FrontPage allowed me to put up some sites and to get things going in a small way, just so I felt I was making some progress. But those sites looked very, very homemade. So I will give you a big tip for 2014. This is something that's been true actually the last couple of years, but a lot of people aren't adhering to it. And that's that you really have to present yourself as a professional, and that starts with where people connect with you on the web. So WordPress is what everybody is using. It works extremely well for so many reasons. I do have tech people that help me, but because I have most everything now transferred over to WordPress, especially during this past year, I'm able to go in and make most of the changes myself. Now, I want to distinguish between the free version of WordPress, which is WordPress.com, and the hosted version of WordPress, which is WordPress.org. You don't want to use anything that's free as the foundation of your business. If it's part of your business, it's something that you own and control and are paying for. So you want hosted WordPress. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about hosting. This is something huge that's changed. Some of the large companies, and I will name a couple of them, Bluehost and HostGator, and I have accounts with both of those. I have a total of 5 hosting accounts with those two companies. They and one other company were purchased by a large conglomerate during 2013, and the result has been that they're really not able to serve people like you and I in the same way any longer. So right now, as I'm speaking, many of my sites are down once again, because they're some of the last ones that I haven't brought over to the new hosting company. The new hosting company, Liquid Web. They are not new at all, actually. Instead, they've been around longer than I've been online, and some of my mentors have been using them for longer than I've been online. And finally, 2013 was the year I started making the switch and having my tech people migrate sites over. So if you already have a hosting account elsewhere, don't close down the account. Don't panic. Don't try to do everything overnight. Instead, take a look at Liquid Web and see if this is a site that you want to start doing business with. The customer service is incredible. Does it cost a little more? Yes, a little more. Not a lot more. And remember, you and your business are worth it. So this is what I'm going to be doing 2014 and forward, is having everything hosted over at Liquid Web. Now, as far as domains, I'll be continuing to use GoDaddy as my registrar. So no hosting from GoDaddy. Instead, I just use them as my registrar. They are excellent at this. When you get a certain number of domains, and I don't know what that magic number is, but they give you an account executive. I have almost 600 domains with them, and I've had an account executive for several years, so I think it's maybe when you get about 100 domains. That means that when I call, I have a special person in a special office that knows who I am, and many times I'll just leave a message. If he or she isn't there, they'll call me back. And it's wonderful to be able to do business in this way. It's a little bit more personalized touch that works very well for what we're doing online. All right, the next part of laying the foundation is setting up your pages, opt-in pages, squeeze pages, sales pages. And even though we're using WordPress in the background, you still want to use a couple of other sites to set up these pages quickly, easily, and professionally. Remember, that's one of the keys to what we're changing in 2014. Homemade and things that the masses are using aren't going to be good enough for our business going forward. So I like to use OptimizePress. It's my favorite plugin slash theme because the sites just look gorgeous. But I will also continue to use lead pages to get the pages set up very, very quickly. So those two are the ones I recommend. Now let's talk about autoresponders. Autoresponders are the way that you communicate with the people who join your list, the people who want to hear from you further. And I will recommend AWeber for this. I like how AWeber does business. I like how they've kept up with a lot of technological and marketing changes over the past 2-3 years. And I will recommend that you have an account with them so that you can do business in the same way. Now, another thing I'll share with you about autoresponders is these are the messages that will go out automagically, is like the way I like to refer to it, and they're set up on a schedule, on a time schedule. So someone opts in, and maybe 3 days later you have a message that goes out to them, and maybe 5 days later you have a message that goes out to them. So that's one part of what AWeber does. The other part of what they do is broadcast messages. So the autoresponders, you set them up in advance, and that's pretty much set it and forget it, even though you do want to check on them and make sure that the links and everything you've put in there is still valid 6 months later or a year later or 3 years later. But the broadcast feature allows you in real time to send a message to everyone who's opted into your list, and that way you can invite them to a call that you're doing or tell them about a product of yours that's on sale or an affiliate product or course that's only going to be offered in the next day or two. So things that are more time sensitive, you would use your broadcast emails for. All right, what about payment processing? Now, I do use a merchant account, and this is something that I've used from the beginning, but you don't need that right away. Until you're making about $500 a month every month, you really can stick with PayPal, and once you're making $500 a month every month, you can stay with PayPal if you want to. PayPal has really changed what they're doing, and it's more acceptable to consumers at this point. I recommend the standard account with PayPal, and that account has no monthly fee. I've never paid a monthly fee to PayPal. Instead, when a payment is processed, when someone pays me for something, then they're taking a fee from each payment. and it's less than 3%, and I love the way that they make my business go much, much more easily. People come to me all the time, and they're paying for one of the other options with PayPal, and I honestly have never seen the need for that. So your situation may be different, but if you're an online entrepreneur, the standard PayPal is perfect for you. All right, let's talk about your funnel. Think about the way that your visitors are going to receive information from you when they first join your list. The very first item in your funnel is your free giveaway. This is a little taste of who you are and what you do and how you can serve people. It might be in written format as a PDF. It might be audio as an MP3. It might be video on YouTube or hosted in your hosting account or on Amazon S3, which is where I host my videos. It might be a combination of these. I like to give people both audio and written format because that's the way I like to receive information myself. So that's what my free giveaways tend to be. Now, in your funnel, they receive the free giveaway, but then they're going to start to receive a sequence of autoresponder messages that you've already set up. So just say that you're on vacation somewhere, or it's a holiday, or you have something else you're handling one day and someone opts into your list. You don't need to be there to start being in touch with them because you've already written those messages. Now, it takes some practice to learn how to do this, and I've written several thousand of these autoresponder emails and broadcast emails since 2006, so of course I'm more practiced and more experienced with this. But we all start at the very same place. We're all at the very, very beginning. And just get going. Start writing something to people so they can connect with you. Make sure you have a clickable link in every single email you send. Over the past 8 years, I can count on one hand how many times I've sent an email that does not have a link in it. And usually it's because it's a very dramatic situation. And out of respect to whatever that situation is, I did not include a link. Other than that, there's a link there. Now, in addition, as part of your funnel, you're going to have ongoing email broadcast. This is how you stay in touch in real time. Let people know what you're doing. This is starting to build a relationship with them. And let them know where you are, if you're away, if you're home, if it's the holidays, whatever happens to be going on in your life, share that information with people, and they'll know that it's in real time from what you're saying and what you're doing. Another part of your funnel can be direct mail. Now, I've done this a little bit over the years. 2014, this is one of the big, big changes where direct mail is going to be making a big comeback. The recession is over. We are in full recovery in 2014. You may not 100% agree with me on that, and that's okay. That's my observation and my experience according to my life experience and what I'm doing currently in my business. People will be sending direct mail, and if you can send oversized postcards, lumpy packages that have a little something in them, CDs, whatever it is you send out to people, that will have a great, great impact on them and in how they picture you, and how they perceive you as someone that can really serve them in your niche. Remember that small, ordinary actions done on a regular basis will result in huge, extraordinary results. All right, let's talk about building massive credibility and visibility. If you Google my name, so you put in Connie Reagan Green as three words and put it in quotation marks, you'll get anywhere from 100,000 to 300,000 results back on Google. That's because I have spent these years building up massive credibility and visibility, and you can do the same thing. I was just learning at the beginning. I learned what worked and what didn't work. I did more of what worked, and I stopped doing things that didn't work. That made sense to me then and still makes sense to me now. So start with content creation. Remember that you want to create content in multiple formats and multiple modalities. And I like to think of this as one idea, many types of content. Also, begin to think of yourself as a publisher. You're publishing your content. You're not simply writing it. You're writing it and publishing it. That little change in my mind 2-3 years ago really changed everything that I was doing. So if I can share that with you and have you start to think of yourself in this way, that you are publishing content, publishing information, this will help you to grow larger in a much, much quicker span of time. Blog post. I have talked about your blog as being your home on the internet since the very, very beginning, and I still feel that way. I have 2 main blogs, and many people have several sites that they continue to blog on. Have a site that is yourname.com. Now, with me, when I first came online, I couldn't get ConnieGreen.com. Another lady had it. She was a fashion designer, and I used to joke that nobody would confuse us because I'm really not into fashion whatsoever. And so she tried to sell me the domain for about $1,000, and back then, that was more money than I could imagine. And so I didn't have the money, and I told her, no, I said, I'm using my middle name now. I'm really Connie Reagan Green, but thank you anyway. At the same time, over on GoDaddy, I put in a back order for that domain. I paid about $20, and they let me know over time when there were changes to the domain. The next year, the lady who had it, that Connie Green, she dropped it. She decided she didn't want to have the site anymore. I was able to get it for $10, and I continue to pay less than $10 a year to maintain it all these years later. So you can try to get your domain, even if someone else, your name as a domain, even if someone else is using it. But if they are, take a middle initial or a middle name and then start branding your name in that way. Guest posts are the next way that you can create content, and this will really, really boost credibility and visibility. And the right way to do this is to ask people whose blogs you are reading regularly and commenting on. Don't just search for a bunch of blogs and ask people. When people write to me and they want to do a guest post, most of the time they've never visited my sites, they've never read them. They're just going down a list of domains and sending out an email to everyone. Instead, make it very personal and say, you know, I've been reading your blog for 6 months, and I really like so many of the posts, I feel that I could really add to the value that you're giving your readers, your visitors, with a post that I would write on one of these topics. Is this something that you would be open to? And many times people will be so excited, they'll contact you back immediately and ask you to write a guest post for them. Also, write articles for the directories and for distribution. Now, article marketing has changed over the years. And I was the first person in 2007. I challenged myself to write 100 articles in 100 days over at eZine Articles, and I didn't do that. I wrote 100 articles in only 78 days. It turned me into a writer. It was excellent. And that's back when the article directories got so much traffic. It was wonderful. Well, things changed. I won't go into details about what happened, but finally things changed. And I stopped submitting quite so many articles. I have almost 1,800 articles there right now, but I don't submit them in the same way because my content creation has changed form so many times. Now I'm a published author. I'm working on my 10th book that will be out in the spring of 2014, The Transformational Entrepreneur, and that's where a lot of my writing goes. But I'm still writing articles for distribution at a site called Submit More Articles. And this is one that I highly, highly recommend. Also, for massive credibility and visibility, send press releases. Get used to doing this on a regular basis every time you do even a tiny little thing in your business. You know, on LinkedIn, when I had 1,000 contacts that gave me over 10 million people in my overall network there, I sent a press release. I was so excited about that. So jump up and down, share information about yourself, use the free press release sites to begin with, and then you can switch over and start using the paid ones. There are several that are fairly inexpensive. Forums is another place for you to connect with like-minded people who are at various points along the continuum in their own business. It will help you to build credibility and visibility. I'm in forums where, when I first started, I was someone that was just making six figures. So I was successful, but I wasn't near where I wanted to be. And at that point, there were people there that had not made their first dollar yet, and there were other people at seven figures. So over time, as I've moved up along the continuum, I'm able to connect with people in a different way. And it's been a huge, huge boost to my business during all of this time. Social media, the big three, continue to be LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. This is where you want to spend the majority of your time. So you may love some other sites, and I won't even name some of those other ones, but you really want to make time for LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter a couple of times a week. So I don't spend very much time there, but I like to share information on all of those sites. Some of it can be automated, some of it can be outsourced, and over time you will have people that help you, because remember, if you don't have an assistant, at least one assistant, you are one. When I first heard that, I knew that I was an assistant. I didn't have anybody. Now I have a total of 14 people who help me both offline, so people that help me in the cities where I live, and also people that are virtual, that are helping me online to do various aspects of my business, and it's very, very exciting. Live events for credibility and visibility. Make it a priority to go to at least two events in the next 12 months. I made it a priority in the very beginning when it was so cost prohibitive for me. The expense was almost more than I could bear, and I did it anyway. And once I started doing it, I realized that this was how my business was going to grow exponentially. So I want to see you at live events. I do Weekend Marketer Live. I do that event twice a year now, so you can perhaps come to my event. It's always going to be in Las Vegas for the coming years. Or you could meet me at another event of some type. I go to 8 or 10 events a year and really enjoy that process of connecting with people and building my business in a way that I can't do from home. Channels. I want you to think of YouTube, iTunes, and Amazon as the channels where you are going to reach out to people. And this is a way that you connect with people where you normally would not find them. So I have a podcast, or two podcast series actually, and those are over on iTunes. The people that connect with me on iTunes are people that probably never would have found me just searching on the internet. They may never have met me at a live event. They may never have found my blog or any of my products. So by going on iTunes, I have a way to connect with people that wouldn't have found me otherwise. The same thing with YouTube. I have videos there. Now remember, there are different types of videos. You can do screen capture, where you're showing your screen. You can do live action, where you're actually in the video. And more I do this because I don't mind being in the videos. It's kind of fun. Or you could do a training webinar. Once you've had your account on YouTube for a short time and they see that you're on the up and up, they will send you an email and tell you that now you can put something much longer there. So I have webinar trainings that I put on YouTube that are 45 minutes or an hour long, and that's perfectly fine with them once you've been there for, I don't know, 6 months or so. So get going with your channel so that you can get to that point to put long ones on there. If you're going to be in it, if it's live action or even if it's screen capture, I recommend keeping those to 5 minutes or less. That's a perfect way to do it. Leverage the immense power of the internet to build the exact business and lifestyle you desire. All right, continuing to increase your profitability. What's for sale today? I always ask this when I'm with a group of people, when I go to a live event and I do my day before with people. I ask them this when I'm with my own students at my retreat in Santa Barbara or at my live event in Las Vegas. I will say, what's for sale today? That means if somebody had their PayPal information or their credit card in hand, how many opportunities do you have available, both on the internet and off, for someone to make a purchase, to buy something where you can earn money? Because that's the way we earn money on the internet. Someone makes a purchase either of something of ours or of affiliate product or service, and that's how we earn money. So you want to make sure that you have lots of things for sale, and things that are relevant to what you're doing in your business. What type of service can you offer to other people? This is a perfect way to start. I always have my students offer services to each other, and this is an excellent, excellent way for people to be able to see if what they are offering really has value to other people, if they're really standing out. If you want to stand out from the crowd with what they're offering, what can you recommend as an affiliate? If you love something, recommend it to other people so they can use it as well and benefit from it. There's nothing wrong with the fact that you'll receive commission. It's part of doing business. What types of products and courses can you create? My very first product was 1 year after I had come online. It was a four-part teleseminar series, so I wasn't even doing webinars until a couple of years later. But I did a four-part teleseminar series. Each part was about an hour long. I created a little study guide, and I was helping people with article marketing and blogging. I sold it for $97. I continued to sell it during that next year. And finally, as I began creating more products, I offered that course as a bonus. So this is something that you can do as well. Also, you want to have multiple streams of income. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. We tend to, in our day-to-day physical lives before we come online, only have one way to make money. When I was first teaching, I had already been working in real estate for several years. I went back to school. I got my teaching credential while I was still working in real estate, and I began to teach. And I thought that I would stop doing real estate, that I would let the license go, and that I would slowly not take on any new clients over the next year. Well, during that first year that I was teaching, we went on strike. The union came in, and everything came to a halt. We were only on strike for 2 weeks, but that felt like 6 months in my mind. And right then and there, I said, I will never only have one way to earn money, because every day after we would meet at the school and be there with the picket signs and everything that goes along with being on strike, I would go into the real estate office. I was able to do some business and make some money. And I realized then I was going to keep both careers for the ongoing future, and I did for 20 years. So here's some multiple streams of income, providing services to others. And I've done this off and on. I don't tend to do it too much at this point because I've built my business in a different way, but it's something I certainly did during those first few years. Information product creation, I continue to do this. Local business marketing, I had a lot of fun working with local businesses. And now you don't have the challenge that I had doing this in 2006, 2007, 2008, and into 2009. My challenge then was educating businesses that this was going to be valuable to them, that this was something that they needed, and that it would pay for itself many times over. Now, businesses that are still in business after the recession, they get it. They understand how important this is. So I no longer do this, but I had a lot of fun doing it. It's quite lucrative, and you can get business pretty quickly doing this. Affiliate marketing. I thought that once I had enough of my own products that I wouldn't bother with affiliate marketing anymore. How silly I was. I love affiliate marketing. I love recommending what I use and benefit from. And it's still about 50% of my business, close to it. Niche sites. These are little sites that you can have fun with. You can involve friends, neighbors, family members. Show them what you're interested in. Set up a site and monetize it. And there are a variety of ways you can do this. Lots of fun. While you're working with niche sites, you're learning about your regular business, so everything will improve as you practice with the niche sites. Showing someone else also makes a difference in your level of learning. Publishing. So this would encompass Amazon and Kindle. I've started my own publishing company along with a partner, and it's Hunter's Moon Publishing. And I'm working on my 10th book, which will come out in the spring. And it's The Transformational Entrepreneur, and really enjoy the process of writing. I've also contributed to about a dozen other books at this point. And it's an excellent way to really get your business going. And it's also, part of my top three of what I want you to do with the business, the first being present yourself as a professional with your sites, with yourself, everything you're doing, and as an authority on your topic, become a published author. This is so, so important. The second tip is to not get bogged down with the tactics. Move directly into strategies. The tactic is, how do I add a plugin to my WordPress site? The strategy is, how can I use my blog to attract the exact people who will benefit from what I have to offer? So think of it that way. The third tip is, make your business a priority every day. You'll be so, so glad that you did. All right, the next stream of income is teaching and training. And I always feel that if you can teach someone what you've learned, that you'll know it much better, and it's doing a great service for them. And this is part of my business, part of my streams of income, where I'm teaching and training other people how to do something that I've mastered, something that I've figured out. Coaching and mentoring is something that's about 10% of my business. I love working with a select group of people. I think about those people every single day. I'm always looking for ways to move them along and to help them to achieve their dreams and goals. This is something you may want to do. Don't do it immediately if you're brand new, but once you've been online a little while and really feel like you want to take on students in this way, people are open to it, and you can help people really change their lives by guiding them with what you know. The idea with coaching and mentoring is you're helping people to avoid pitfalls and mistakes that you've already made so that they can move more quickly to success. Because you know what works and what doesn't work, what's faster, what's new, what's happening, and this is important. Physical products are also becoming a stream of income for me. And this is something that I didn't know that I was going to start loving like I do, but I was looking for something really to replace the local business marketing that I don't do any longer and still have about 8 multiple streams of income. And physical products are selling so well online on Amazon and other sites. And think about it. If it's something you haven't thought about, just give it some thought and see if it's something that would fit into your plan for success. Learn to give generously and receive graciously for massive abundance in your life. All right, let's move on to growing personally and professionally. You must have a mastermind group. Surround yourself on a regular basis with people who get it, people who are thinking along the same lines that you're thinking, people that are smarter than you, more experienced than you, people that see you in the same way. And I have 2 different mastermind groups. It's best to have a group with 5 to 10 people. That's my experience. You want to meet with them in person at least a couple of times a year. You can meet with them online. Other than that, have people within the group that you can talk to daily or weekly, whatever works for both of you. But this mastermind group will help you to see things differently and to really change what you're doing. Become a lifelong learner and be open to new ideas and strategies. This has to do with mentoring. You want to have a mentor. Discover who you resonate with and then begin working closely with them to expand your business quickly. So I've had mentors from the very beginning. I've had some that were great, some that were not so great, some that I'm still connected with, and others that I'm not even sure what they're doing. But I've been open to this from the very beginning, and I can't imagine my life without mentors. It's not just for business. I have them for health and for other reasons. You want to connect with someone so that you can have your ongoing learning and learn new ideas and strategies, such as you're doing right now when you're listening to me on this call. Personal development and growth, you want to write down your goals and review them on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, an annual basis for best results. You must write them down. If you just think about them, it really doesn't have a whole lot of meaning in the big picture, in the big scheme of things. And this has been tested. There are various studies with this, but write them down. At the end of the year, I spend several days each week for 3 weeks writing everything down that I'm planning for the next year. I then review those goals weekly to see what I need to make some changes to see where my successes are, where my progress is. Monthly, I look to see what I'm doing. Quarterly, I really want to see where the numbers are in terms of my income quarterly. And then annually, I want to see, am I taking my business in a different direction? I've taken my business in a different direction several times since starting my process of being an online entrepreneur. You'll do the same thing. You really want to see what's happening. And by writing them down, you can take a look back. You can tell what you were thinking, what you were doing. Because our memory is sometimes not as sharp as we think that it is. So you may think that you were doing a certain amount of income. You may think that you've had a certain number of products that you've created, only to see if you've written it down when you look back that you didn't create as many products as you planned. You didn't do as much as you really planned on doing. Use the concept of 68 seconds of pure focused thought each day. Now, this is something that I've done off and on for a while, and now I do it a lot more on than off. So we start with 17 seconds, and it's to build momentum and to stay clear and positive. So just say, we'll take it away from business. Just say that you want to move to a new city and live in a different home. You start with 17 seconds, and I like to have a clock with a second hand in the background. I'm looking up at my clock right now as I'm talking. And what I start with is I do this out loud, and I would say, I am so excited that I am going to be moving to this new city, and I'll be living in a different house. I'll be doing this in the next 6 months or so, and this is what I would like in the city that I'm moving to and in the house. This is the type of lifestyle that I'd like to have. And then I get very, very detailed. I describe each room in the house. I describe the neighborhood. I describe the activities and the people that I'll be connecting with in the new city. And as you do this, the second hand keeps ticking away, and you're starting to have this pure, focused thought. Now, it will take time to build up to 68 seconds, but it certainly is worthwhile. Doing it out loud works for me. You may do it to yourself if that works for you. Sometimes I write and sometimes I draw pictures, and I'm really not an artist at all, but I love to write, to draw pictures and show the different things that I want in my business. I can remember drawing pictures of products that I was going to create, and it's very interesting to look back and see the drawing that I've done connected to a product. Always ask yourself, am I moving closer to my goals or further away from them with this action or inaction I'm taking? So when you don't take action, that's moving you further away from your goals. When you take action of any kind, you may be moving closer, you may be moving further away. That's for you to discover, for you to find out. But think about your health. Just say that you're trying to improve your health during the next 30 days. If you get up and sit down at the computer and then drive somewhere, that's really inaction. So that's moved you further away from better health and fitness. Just say that you get up and you choose to walk for 15 minutes in the morning. That's moving you closer to your goals. You'll start to become very, very aware of everything that you do, and you'll learn that by sitting and daydreaming, that can really get your momentum starting. But then start writing it down. That will make it more tangible. That will move you closer to your goals. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Leonardo da Vinci. I've been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. So, so important. I hope that this training has been helpful to you in your pursuit of becoming a successful online entrepreneur. Please connect with me in whatever way works best for you. If you have more questions or wish to work more closely with me in 2014 or beyond, I'm on the big three social media sites. I can also be found at ConnieReaganGreen.com. And if you're on my list, you can hit reply to any of my emails. Those always come directly to me, and I will answer you back. All right, this is Connie Reagan Green with new rules for online marketing, strategies you absolutely, positively must embrace to grow your business in 2014.